name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Tonight we speak about Christian courage, the second in a list of virtues that we do well to have as we wait for the Lord's return. The Virgin Mary may at first sight seem like a strange candidate to put before you tonight as the model of Christian courage. Maybe a model of humility, maybe a model of faith, maybe a model of purity, but how is she courageous? You think of men like David stepping out to confront Goliath. There's courage. You think of Elijah standing up alone against 450 prophets of Baal, and that's courageous. You think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego telling King Nebuchadnezzar that they'd rather die, rather be burned alive, than worship any other god than the Lord. And these are models of courage, encouragements to us. But we should think also of the Virgin Mary. Courage includes not only the great heroic acts of killing giants, of challenging false prophets, of facing death by fire. Christian courage means also, and primarily, acting on God's word and trusting it in the face of fear and danger and pain and doubt, and acting on it. And this is something that is required of us normal Christians in our normal everyday life also. Mary's exclamation to Gabriel, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word." This is the essence of Christian courage. It is saying that I will not be afraid of the consequences. I will not try to avoid what might hurt me, what I fear, so long as I do as the word of God commands. I know it will turn out for good. So let it be done to me according to your word. And so long as it is according to your word, I can face it no matter what. Courage isn't simply not being afraid. The hoodlum who robs a Target during a riot might think he's brave because he's not afraid of the danger. But his lack of fear is no virtue. It's not courage. Nothing is unless it takes its stand on what is actually good, on what God says. So you will hear the word brave and you'll hear the word courageous thrown around a lot of some LGBTQ activist, of women seeking abortion across state lines now that Roe has been overturned, of Bruce Jenner claiming he's Caitlyn, all called brave constantly throughout our media because they are overcoming their fears in order to reach their goals. Recognize that this is not bravery. It's not courage, no more than the hoodlum overcoming his fears to rob a Target is brave or courageous. If your goal is evil, your lack of fear is evil too. It is always cowardly to cave into sin. Christian courage has as its great goal to stand before the Son of Man, and having done all, to stand. And so it takes its stand on God's word and hands all of its fears over to the perfect love of God. Perfect love casts out fear. That's what St. John tells us. And that's not your love, at least not at first. It's God's love that casts out fear. His love for you casts out your fears. So you could fear losing your job or your house or your home or your life or your reputation or your pleasure for standing on God's word. But when you know Christ, you can answer all of these fears with the fact of God's perfect love for you, so clearly displayed in his suffering and his death on the cross. What do you have to lose in this life that the Creator cannot restore 100-fold? Riches? He gives you the riches of heaven forever. Honor? What could be greater than the honor of God naming you his child? Pleasure? There is no greater pleasure than to have God's favor. Hear the words of Jesus, who says there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. And fears will come. Whoever says he's never afraid is either a fool or a liar. The question is not whether you will fear, but how you will meet that fear. You meet it with the perfect love of God. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Those words allow us to meet all fears with confidence. Next, God kindles love in us by his Holy Spirit. Look at the picture of a mother. She loves her baby. So she faces all manner of pain and discomfort and risk of death and veritable torture to bring that baby safely into this world. She does fear that pain, and I know this from personal observation. But she overcomes the fear, and she's willing to face the fear for the love of the child, the love of seeing that child's face. And I've seen that too. And that's courage. It's love facing down fear. This is also our love for our Lord Jesus. It's love facing down fear. He is, as we sing, our priceless treasure. And whatever real fears there are that face us, we do face them in love for him. I don't want to die, for instance. It's a terrifying thought. But I face it, and I will face it when the time comes, overcoming my fear with Jesus' love for me and my desire to see his face. I do not want to be slandered, and I don't want to have bad things spoken about me because I take a stand on God's word. But I will face down that fear of shame and dishonor from this world out of love for the glory and honor that the Lord Jesus has won for me by his sufferings and his death and his life for me. Let it be to me according to your word. So long as Christ is with us, so long as his word blesses us, there is no fear that we cannot answer. This is the courage that Mary teaches us. And Mary's courage is no different from that of the great heroes of the Old Testament and the New. David's great bravery is not in simply his killing a giant. That would actually have been foolhardy and brash if he had gone up to the giant with no sword and trusted only in his own rock-slinging skill. No, he trusted in the Lord. That's what his bravery was. He was the anointed of God. God had promised to be with him. And he went out against Goliath not simply as a soldier, but as a confessor of the true God whom Goliath mocked. So he faced the fear of facing that monster because God was on his side. And the same goes for Elijah. He faced 450 prophets of Baal, and I think there were a few hundred other prophets there to Ashtaroth. And he did it not trusting in his own political power, or his beautiful oratory and his ability to persuade, but completely on the word of God. What are 450 false prophets compared to one prophet of the true God? What is all the earth and all its power compared to Jesus who created heaven and earth and holds all power in it? Elijah faced them all because God was on his side, and his boldness is the boldness of Mary. Let it be to me according to your word. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they face the very horrifying threat of death in a fiery furnace, and they're willing to suffer it. They're willing to die, both because they know their God can save them, and because even if he doesn't, and they say it, even if he doesn't, they still won't worship his stupid God. Because they know that he will save them from the fire of hell and deliver them to everlasting life, because of the blood of Jesus shed on Calvary. And this is what animates their courage. This is what makes them confess and do God's will, even in the face of torture. Let it be to me according to your word. So every single courageous action of the saints in the Bible, every single courageous action of a Christian in this world is done because we are standing on God's word. No so-called brave act is worth comparing to this. And this applies to us especially in our day. It is Christian courage to face the fear of losing friends or losing comfort or losing money or losing job because you speak God's word and live like a Christian. It is Christian bravery to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this sin. I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to give in to this temptation because it isn't according to God's word. And no matter how it hurts me, no matter what temporary pleasure I may lose, let it be to me according to God's word. You face all fear by constantly reminding yourself of this goal, to live as a Christian now and then to see your Savior's glorious face. So we recently saw, last week actually, some of our U.S. senators who, because they are Christians, voted against the Disrespect for Marriage Act, and they showed Christian courage when they faced the fear of being called haters and bigots and being slandered all over this world, not only in this country, but all over this world. And they overcame it by love of God's word. What a great Christian example. And this Christian courage will be required more and more and more from us in these last times. It used to be easy to speak the word of God in this country. It used to be easy to say you believe marriage is between one man and one woman. Soon it may be, if it isn't already, illegal to say it in many settings. It will take Christian courage from now on simply to live as Christians. But it always has. To be a Christian simply requires courage. Jesus promised us his Spirit because he knew precisely this. And the Spirit comes to us in his word, and he gives us a courage that we could not find otherwise, not in ourselves, not in any other man, no matter how powerful. He sets Christ himself before us, who faced the fear of death, the fear of hell, the fear of separation from God, the fear of the cross's torture, the fear of mockery, of slander, and the horror of our guilt placed upon him. And Christ faced it. Our God faced it in human flesh because his love drove him to it, his perfect love for us that cast out all fear and now casts out all fear from us. His courage is our salvation. His looking forward to the goal of having us with him forever won our salvation. So we look forward with courage to the goal of being with him forever. And this courage then, spurred on by the word of God, now spurs us on to stand on this word and to face anything rather than fall away from it. And to say with Mary all of our lives, behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. In the name of Jesus, amen.